Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thanks for tuning into the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. It's been a few months since my last check-in episode, so I thought to let you know what's been going on. But before I give you all the tea, I would like you to know that this episode is sponsored by Dream Home Innovations, custom concrete and luxury landscaping. I can personally attest to their landscaping expertise. They transform my backyard from shabby to chic, and for that, I am a happy customer. They are friendly, professional, and reliable. To contact them, hit them up online at dreamhomeinnovations.ca. Now back to the show. The past few months since my last check-in episode has been mind-boggling. But mind-boggling in a great way. Yes, there were major highs, and I also experienced some lows and disappointments like anyone else. But for this show, I plan on embracing gratitude and speaking about the positive things that have happened that continue to encourage me on my journey. One of the fun things that happened was that I said yes to something that I was terrified to do. I bumped into digital creator, community builder, founder of Black Canadian Creators, and co-founder of the Chonilla Network. I bumped into Shirley Joseph, no relation. I ran into her at the grocery store, and she asked if I was open to moderating a chat at a podcasting summit. I looked at her, took a huge gulp, and then I said yes. I knew that she could tell that I was nervous, so I told her that I was scared, but I'll do it anyways. I'm in my say yes to everything phase. Well, not everything, but things that will help me to grow as a creative and an entrepreneur. Once I agreed to be the moderator at the talk, Shirley was amazing throughout the whole process. She made sure that I was comfortable, prepped me on possible questions and scenarios, and she may not have known it, but her belief in me kind of made me feel less nervous. On the day of the summit, I was anxious though. I didn't want to do a bad job moderating. My mind tends to wander sometimes. I wanted to make sure that I covered everything or I kept the conversation moving along. So around 1:30 or so, it was my time to hit the stage with the podcast experts. While I was on stage moderating the Q&A, I decided to jump all in and share the slightly embarrassing things that I do and don't do with my podcast just to give a personal take to the session. Thankfully, it made for a very entertaining and lighthearted talk. A few of the podcasters came up to me afterwards and thanked me for being vulnerable and asking questions that they had. That felt great. I need to thank Shirley for asking me to be part of that monumental day. 3 weeks later, after the summit, I did something that I never thought I would ever do. I went back to my old high school. And no, it wasn't for a reunion. I was asked to speak to students at a career fair and talk about my journey to becoming an author. I could have never predicted that I would be going back to my old high school, much less speaking to young minds about pursuing a career in writing and media. I was in complete shock when I received the email inviting me to the career fair. I originally contacted my old high school because I wanted to have my book, Words with Michelle, Inspirational Conversations with Today's Black Canadian Changemakers. I wanted my book in the school library. However, the school guidance counselor responded, asking me to be part of the career fair that highlights Black women in business. I said yes immediately because I was excited to be asked, but it wasn't until a few days before the actual event happened that I started to realize what they were asking. Not only was I asked to take part in the event, but they saw me as an authority and expert. They entrusted me to impart advice to students. I don't want to sound like I'm being completely humble and I don't take myself seriously, but it's a crazy amazing feeling to know that someone is interested in my story or feels that I have something to add to help them on their way. It's a beautiful feeling. It's also very humbling. I can't overlook the significance and irony of being back at my old high school. I never liked high school. I didn't fit in. I always felt uneasy, and it was just because I lacked the confidence and I had zero self-worth. So when I approached the building, I swung open the heavy school doors and strolled right in. Returning to the school where I felt so sad, depressed, and lonely was inexplicably incredible. Those sad feelings were not present. All I felt was pure jubilation. High school was a long time ago for me. I have grown, I have matured, and I've had a million experiences. So those sad feelings that I felt way back when I was an adolescent, it vanished. I felt very honored, so happy, and still in disbelief. One of the students led me to my table to set up, and I noticed a big sign displaying author. I was there to speak about my journey as a writer and publishing my first book. Writing for well over 20 years, podcasting for over 5 years, and publishing a book based on my work wasn't the only reason why I was there. It's my resilience. Over the past 2 decades, I've had some trials and tribulations, but since 2024, I've learned that the highs and lows are part of the game. Everything takes work, and believing it will work out has kept me pushing along. Speaking to the other ladies at the event and sharing our stories reassured me why I was there. I am an inspiration. I am pursuing my dreams, my goals, which ultimately is my purpose in life. I am a storyteller, be it as a blogger, a writer, an author, a podcaster, and now public speaker. I love telling stories. Speaking of telling stories, that reminds me of another event that I took part in mid-June. On June 18th, I delivered a speech to a youth center. Although I was asked to speak just a few weeks prior to the event, I said yes right away because I thought that I would be among other speakers and only have to talk for a few minutes. So I wrote a short speech and practiced for a few days. When I arrived at the event, I quickly learned that I was the keynote speaker and that my speech would be a major part of the celebration. Your girl got scared. I panicked a bit. My speech wasn't all that. It was just an extended version of my bio. When I mentioned to one of the organizers that I was nervous, she told me to stop it. You got this, girl. So I walked around a bit. I paced. I tried to muster up the courage to deliver the speech. And at the last minute, I ditched my speech and just spoke from my heart about my beginnings as a blogger and how all the experiences that I had over the past 10 years has led to self-publishing my book. The crowd hushed, and I felt eyes transfixed on me. They were actually listening to my story. Don't ask me how I had the confidence and ability to speak off the top of my head, but I did. After I spoke, a few people came up to me to thank me for coming to the event and told me that my story inspired them. That touched me. Even though I traveled well over 2 hours by bus in the heat for this event, it was well worth it. It was also at this event that I learned that one of the counselors at the center uses my book with her clients. Reading my book has become homework for her clients. It gives them steps in believing in themselves while learning about inspirational people in the community. I held back tears when she told me that. Wow, I felt overcome with emotion. That made my day, that made my year, maybe my life. That statement was very impactful. In addition to those momentous events, I've also had the pleasure of facilitating a workshop for teens at a local library where I spoke about pursuing your passions and building self-confidence. I was also part of a pop-up market, and I took part in a book fair in an elementary school. I am so grateful for all those events and opportunities, and I'm looking forward for future events. So that's it, y'all. That's what I've been up to for the past few months. I am so grateful for it all. So if you'd like to keep in touch with me, send me an email. You can email me at michelle@wordswithmichelle.com. Follow me on Instagram at WordsWMichelle, or you can follow me on TikTok and YouTube at Words with Michelle. You can subscribe to my podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as any other app that you use to listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Until next time, bye.